Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Up top, we want to say thanks to our old school OG sponsor, Manscaped.com. The world's number one intimate shaver for men, and I'm going to straight up say it, also for women. It's got anti-snag technology. You can shave your pouch. You can shave your flaps, and it's not going to chew them up like an old fucking wood chipper. You can go around those eggs and it's perfectly smooth. They do a range of products. You got the ball toner. You've also got ball deodorant, which is, you know, gives me the fucking willies. And when you buy these packs, they also throw in one of these pairs of boxers, which is, they're top notch. The boxers might be the best product they have next to the Lawnmower 3.0. They have the Weed Whacker, which is, it's supposed to be for your nostrils, but you can basically shave any small hairy hole with it. And it works. Why am I telling you this? Because the listeners of this show get 20% off when you go to manscaped.com and use the code GENBANT1. 20% off. They've got the tools for your family jewels. Do you know what it is? It's the number one product for shaving your nuts. It's the Kleenex of shaving your nuts. It's the Hoover of shaving your nuts. You know? People are going to be walking around saying like, I hope you manscaped your nuts. They're not going to bring up any other brand. It's the best one. Manscaped.com. Use the code GEMBAT1. Get 20% off. Shave 20% off the bush. Add 20% on to the length. Guaranteed. And our other sponsor, of course, FlowCBDLTD.com. Local company from Northern Ireland for all your CBD needs. You take the CBD, it just adds, it's pretty much a supplement now. You add it into your diet and it just kind of takes all the corners off your life. You know what I mean? You feel chilled out, relaxed, you know, a bit more supple, heats the body. You feel good. You can go about your day. They do a range of products as well. Gummies. You can have one gummy a day instead of taking the drops all the time. You can also take the drops. One of the best tasting CBD oils, if not the best that I've ever tasted. Most of them taste like bog water. This one tastes like mint, which is delicious. They also do bath bombs and get on there. There is a code on my Patreon for 10% off your purchases, which is a Patreon exclusive. And everyone else, just jump on and go to flowcbdltd.com. Get hooked up. Enjoy that flow lifestyle. Chill out, man. Relax. Get on it. Go to the nudes.com. Just let me know when we're good to go.
Rolling.
Intro.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Which camera are we on? This one. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We're back in the studio. Niall is back. We have a producer. The three cameras that cost a fortune are now able to be used instead of me trying to fucking record on one and it not even working. We're back with sound effects, multiple camera angles, and a guest here via Zoom, Aaron McCann.
How are you?
Yeah! Now I've just realised I've nothing to talk about. I've waited weeks for this, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good. I've got I just realized that this Milker's t-shirt on just to try and what's the word? What do you call it when people like manifest? Just another Milker's moment. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We're here. We're trying to pull out clips. That's what I'm thinking of.
Lightning in a bottle.
But then, yep. But Buckfast. But I think, you know, if you're looking for the knockout punch, you're not going to find it.
Yes, that's
right. So we'll just do a lot of small punches.
Right, you seek it and then you can't get it.
Gandhi.
Aye.
David Gandhi, the model. what's crack? Any crack in there?
Fuck all, sir. Came up with the 273 today. Mm. You know, that was lovely. Put on an Isle meditation app.
You were walking with two black girls and I was like, fuck, he done some work in that bus.
Grafton.
And then they just parted ways. Now, what's cool, just while we're at, is that thing glitching or am I? That thing was like shifting to the side. Maybe I'm just going blind. It's all good. You put them out. What, do you pay for one?
No, it's a free trial. So I'll see if it works, if it calms me down a bit. And then
is it calm?
No.
What is it?
It's waking up.
Oh yeah. With Sammy Harris.
With Sam Harris.
Aye.
But it's hilarious because the last few days I've done it. This is like day 7 of it. And the last few days I've just done it in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a day I was like, fuck it, I'll just do it in the bus here. And in the app, he's like, focus on the sounds around you. Allow them to pass through. And I'm on a 273 and some boy being like, I just give the dog what I give myself. Fuck, everyone's gone about this shit. Don't give them chocolate. No. Give it a quiche. It's fucking grand.
Aye. A couple of McCain's oven chips and a fucking ton of beans, dogs, rightly. Dog hasn't died yet.
Feel yourself in your sensations on your body. And it's like a sticky chair, sticky leathery chair.
Feel the bead of sweat pour down the crevasse of your anus. Visualize Niagara Falls.
Visualize having dry shins. Yeah.
Yeah. Manifest that itch in your scrotum without touching it. Simply rub your legs together.
Picture yourself with zero chafing.
As you peel your nuts off your leg, imagine peeling all your anxieties off your leg as if it were a sticky scrotum. Yeah. If your mind is distracted, refocus on the piece of chewing gum on the seat in front of you. Take in the senses.
Yes.
Smell the urine.
Yeah. Think about the guy two chairs in front of you that might at any moment violently lash out and allow that to pass through you.
The knife, that is. Focus your gaze on the guy furiously swiping on Tinder right in front of you whilst thumbing his bulb in public.
You ever seen a guy Tinder in public?
Yeah, I think I've seen it casually, but then I've seen all those funny clips where some guy's like on a date and he's just like fucking smoke coming off the phone. He's just like,
yeah, it's a nice thing to like observe on a fucking bit of public transport, just like looking at a guy and what his tastes are, trying to like assume where he'd go.
What's the yeah, you're like making judgments over his shoulder. Yeah. You're like, oh mate, you missed the fucking cracker.
You think she's too good for you?
Are you fussy bastard?
You're a hippie.
Who do you think you are? Can you re-swipe it? Swipe it back.
It gets to the point where you are kind of just like, should I grab this fella and tell him to go back in that one?
Do you know when people pay for the pro account? What's that called?
I think it's just Tinder Pro.
Oh my God.
Or Tinder Gold.
But do you not think Tinder Pro really means like you're bad at Tinder? Like it's
Tinder Pro means I need to ride someone immediately or there's going to be a genocide of some sort.
I would like to ride one. But that was me trying to be Nelson Mandela. I mean, is it like betting where you're like, I thought I would double down here and pay for the pro account and still no action?
Aye.
Like, oh fuck, I lost that money. Should have flushed it down the toilet.
Aye. Well, to be fair, I think the way it's so popular now, as in like literally everyone's on it, it's if you get like a pro account, you have more chance of like being seen and all this here kind of shit. You do get something for your buck, like.
Is there a verification type thing on it? Can you have a blue tick on Tinder?
That's actually a good question. I don't know.
Or is that there's a different name for an app where you're like a famous guy, isn't there? Is there or like in America anyway?
There's like famous people Tinder.
Yeah, it's called like Raya or something. What's it called? Raya.
Fuck, happy days.
It just means like.
What would that be like over here?
I don't know. Just David Mead. You're like. Palma Valentine. I mean, Palma. Couple of shandies in there. I'll give you some weather. I don't know what she does. I don't know what to see the weather. I've said this before. Every famous person in Northern Ireland does the weather.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I remember.
What are you, a singer, an artist or something? No, I just read the weather.
Wow. Oh, it's the best for like, if you do the weather, you're hosting all the award shows for the foreseeable.
Yeah.
And then you have to listen to a pile of drunk cunts say to you later in the night, what's the weather like tonight?
Bar. You know, his mates nudging him like over and said, he love that there.
He love that.
Go in when he's in the toilet and be like, chance, you like Chance of Precipitation.
I thought you were saying, you like Chance the Rapper?
Oh, some crack.
Oh, Jesus. I have sore tits, sir.
Why?
From going to the gym twice.
Clap it. You see, you were telling me about this the other day. The gym is by appointment now, and you said, I hope that stays.
Yes, because it's like 10 people max in the gym. And it's just better. obviously they, from a business perspective, it's not as good.
Yeah.
But I mean, as a customer, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Is there as much parving goes on when everyone's spaced out?
Now, see, that's the thing is there's no changing rooms. So you don't get the luxury anymore of, you know.
I don't mean that sort of parving. I meant just like, oh shit, she's doing RDLs here.
Right. No, I was all about like, just like oil boys in the fucking changing rooms, all parving. Like,
some deck on you, young man.
Some deck on you, sir. Yeah, I was talking about, I can't wait to get to the age where, just that age where you just don't give a fuck. Like, I remember being 17 and going to shower in the gym and wearing a pair of Schlesinger shorts so nobody'd see me cock. And then you get to like fucking 22 and you're like, all right, who gives a fuck? And then 80, you're basically walking around the reception with your cock out.
You take your trousers off in the car. You're like, I'm fucking ready for the same time. One of the weirdest, like, smallest weird penises I ever seen was at Oma.
Oh, really?
One of the times I went with you.
Where'd you see it?
There was a guy just getting changed, and he had, like, the most, like, the most, you know, because his body, you know, we're in Ireland, his body was milk, uh-huh. You know what I mean? And then he had the most dense and, like, not well-groomed, but, like, precise bushes.
Sorry, I thought you were drawing, like, a diagram for this deck. I was like, no, is it like a cup?
No, that's the bush. And then the dick, very white also, just came out like a little, just out of the middle of this bush. So the bush, if the bush was my face, his dick was just my nose. But it was so dense and black, and then just quite...
Wait, hang on, what's the colour splash going out?
The pews were like so dense and black.
Right.
And then this cock was just like a wee milky finger coming out the middle of it. And of course he's the guy, you know, like flossing his, like tile flossing his ass. Yeah, okay. Some run the day, mate. You
know what I mean? Oh, I love
that. I remember that. And then I used to do this in stand-up actually, but the guy when I was jiu-jitsu who was like a ginger dude with a fucking big angry veiny, you know when someone's so ginger it looks sore? Like, now you're like entry level. Well, how would you describe your hair? Auburn?
Brown.
Rustic brown. But this guy was like
the guy at a Harry Bucks.
Yeah, like fiery. And he just had this fucking like cartoon red sore looking cock. You know, it's so ginger, it's sore looking. But he was the guy that, you know, like he came in and he dried himself and he put his shirt on first and then put the tie, he's going back to work, like put the tie on and then like dried his feet, socks. And I'm like, put your fucking dick away.
I love the cock.
He knew rightly, like, you know what I mean? It was like fucking banging off his thighs. And I'm like, bro. And then I sort of got one day, like he opened a lunchbox and was eating like a pasta salad with the shirt and tie and cock out.
I mean, that's a dream.
He must have, maybe it's like, you know, like a girl with big tits and she's like, I'll spend as much time without a bra on as I can. Maybe he's like, I'll leave it to the last minute before they roll this up and put it away.
But I understand the intention between, you know, showing off the tits, but with the dick in the changing room, who are you doing that for? Who's that for?
I don't think he was doing it for, that's what I mean. Maybe he was like,
it's a power move.
He's like, I just have to, maybe he's just like, look how loose I am.
Well, there's nothing more alpha male than eating a salad with your cock out.
Here, you're telling me. Because if someone would be like, oh, fuck, look at this. What are you eating there, mate? Couscous? And he's just like, you got this salamander lying on the bench. They got a cock. Anyway, good times. What the fuck are we talking? Oh, I said the gym's weird.
Yeah. No, it's great.
How's the gym affected this furnace that you're in? You know, this weight loss decline?
I'm just eating more.
You are? Yeah. Have you allowed yourself to eat more in that window? Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to feel that muscle, man.
Absolutely.
You count your proteins though?
No, just like I was using MyFitnessPal and then it just fucking, you just feel annoyed using it.
Yeah.
Because you're adding up everything and then there's shit that you don't even think about, like sauces, and you go on that and you're like, oh fuck, that's another like 200 calories I just put on there. So yeah. I'd rather just not know, I'd rather just live in ignorance of it.
Well, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just say you're in a calorie deficit. I've never been in more shape in my life. Just lifting weights and then with a sore back and then going, do you know what will make this back pain feel better? Pizza. You know, or like doing well for like 2 or 3 days and then, you know, my in-laws are a bunch of hellions and you just end up on the piss.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Fat as shit.
It's like, well, I don't know, because you get like bursts of motivation. Mm-hmm. And then something always happens. There's always something in the calendar where it's like, oh, that's knocked me off course. And then
I mean, this is why people make livings on those coach things.
Yeah.
They're like, man, don't let one bit of fun fuck up your whole six pack.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's their whole chat. They're like, man, it's a sliding scale. You can slide it up and slide it back. It's not a switch where it's like on and off. And
yeah.
You're like, get a job. I haven't seen you in a fucking gym yet.
Would you ever go to a gym now?
I have a gym, practically.
I would, like, you wouldn't, like, join one now?
No, like, I would sort of, this is where my interests lie right now. I would go to, like, a private, like, class to have someone coach me how to lift properly.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, you know, like, I have enough equipment and I have no interest in those, like, fucking groups where they're all, like, this is the first station, you do your burpees here, and then when the timer goes, you move over to here, and you do fucking squat thrusts or something.
Oh, yeah, they're hectic.
I can't be arsed.
Yeah, someone's screaming at you.
Yeah, but, and yeah, like, come on, with the same PT voice. That's it, mate. Two to go. Let's go. Big push for you in here. We'll go. Two, here we go. And you're like, I'm fucking counting them. I know how many you've done.
I
have to do 30 of them. I know I want them over as quick as possible. I'm not like daydreaming and be like, Jesus, how many have I done now?
I remember a friend of mine was said he was asking someone at the gym to help, like, spot him, like, on a bench. And the guy came over and, like, you know, like, if someone asked me to come fucking spot them, I'd just sit there, look at it, be like, you got that? And then, like, pulled up. This guy, like, went over and my mate was, like, going to bench. He's like, wee buns, mate, wee buns, mate, wee buns, mate. Clapping like a fucking
That'd
ceiling.
Be a good sketch, wouldn't it? Just think, you, by chance, you ask a guy to spot you, and he's like, oh, shit, mate, fucking lightweight, baby, come on. Pain is only fucking something leaving the... Pain is only shit leaving the arse, come on. Get it up.
How bad do you want it? You got to want it.
You gotta want it more than breathing. Are you gonna go back to work in this office with vision in both your eyes or not?
Are you taking over the father's farm or not? Fuck!
Imagine your children are trapped under a car! Fucking get it up, you weak bitch! Do you work here?
Nah.
He's just the guy servicing the parade machine. Nah, I just fill up the vending machine here. But anyway.
Oh, fuck.
I think PTs, you know, a lot of ones who have, like, online presence, you know, like, they'll just walk around being like, okay, guys, so, you know, you do your whatever over here and we'll move on to these dumbbell fucking curls or whatever. And then as soon as they get the camera on, they turn into, like, you know, David Goggins all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And there is a Belfast PT voice that you hear on all the that's it. Yes, mate, keep it up. Good stuff. That's it. Keep it. Oh, fuck. Keep a core tight. That's it. Fuck. You know, it's like the same fucking.
Yeah.
Come on, only two more to go. Let's go. Big push. Fuck up, like.
I always love how, like, there's, like, a superhuman like David Goggins, and then he'll release, like, an audiobook, and people think that they can take that mindset from listening to his audiobook. Well, like, it can't hurt me or some shit like that.
I had to turn that audiobook off because it was, I was
too,
like,
intense.
You're like, you know, I appreciate the mindset and all, but you're like, this guy is, some of the decisions are, like, stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What was it like? Like, he
just, like, oh yeah, I had two shin splints in each leg, and I strapped two fucking metal poles to it, and just ran for 100 kilometers.
Yeah,
dickhead.
Yeah,
you know, I was lying in hospital with two lungs full of blood, and I realized I this guy's slowly turning into, like, and then I, but it got to that point where he's like, yeah, I just had double pneumonia in each lung, but I only had 3 miles left, so I thought I would crawl it on my belly through glass.
Yeah,
and you're like, well, okay. For who?
That's how I used to be with drinking.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, I've just had 2 bottles of Buckfast, and then I believed I could keep going.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm blacking out in McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah. Pussy.
It's all in your mind. David, there's literally fucking bulk coming up my esophagus right now.
When?
From 2 kilometers in a treadmill.
Isn't it funny how you, like, age out of the really retarded drinking?
Yeah, you were there, like, whenever I was in that, like,
I wasn't too far behind you.
Smashing 2 bottles of Buckfast before leaving the house.
That's crazy.
Like, and treating that as a pre-drinks.
Yeah. I'm going to have some pre's here, and by pre's I mean the amount that would kill you.
Yeah.
Fuck me. That's brutal.
Pre-death?
Yeah, I mean, like, the worst one, which we always refer to, was the Action Bronson one, where you're like, oh shit, I have a bit of catch-up to play here. Now, you know, if someone's drinking beer and you go, oh, we better catching up to do, you know, I'll sink this pint. you can't have a totally different drink and be like, oh, you guys have been drinking beer since six.
I will immediately have a 70 CL at Cap Morgan.
Yeah, let me try and drown this 10 glass here as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Thinking you're catching up and you're like, no, you're going way too far ahead.
You know, I've lapped you.
You're going two stops ahead. And then literally, you know, almost fall head first through a glass fucking bus stop later on. But
yeah. No, I was, that was the first experience I've ever had of being at a concert and giving away pints.
Yeah. I was amazed that they were so cheap.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I can't believe this plastic cup of warm beer is only €5. Get 12 of them.
Yeah.
And then you're just like standing there sloshing them all over the place. Like, what the fuck's going on? I mean, what about our boy Action Bronson now?
Oh, absolute fitspiration.
An actual fitspiration?
Yeah.
Because you can relate to it, you know what I mean? You're like, this guy was a disaster.
Yeah, I don't want to hear from anyone about fitness that wasn't a fat cunt.
Yeah.
You know? You don't know the struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
It's just not the same.
Yeah. Tim should do that as an experiment.
I've said that to him before.
You should just get really, really fat.
Yeah.
Fatter than he is. Fat cunt. But I row. Whatever. Whatever, bro. He needs to wear tighter t-shirts, doesn't he? He's wearing those big boxy shirts.
Aye.
You know? Looks like he's wearing his fucking boyfriend's nightie. But yeah, he should put on... What weight is he now?
I've no idea.
He should put on about 4 stone.
And then lose it as an experiment?
Yeah. Get your steps in then, you bastard.
Aye. Aye, try getting your steps in whilst you're violently chafing. You know?
Yeah, googling how many calories does chafing burn.
Chafing is the ultimate fat man disability, I feel like. That's the worst part of being
fat. Do you
get a lot of
chafing?
I've taught and I'm walking about, yeah.
Are you wearing the correct... in your legs?
Oh,
do you not wear, like, the appropriate gear on the chafy days?
Chafy days, you know, they just come out of nowhere. As in, you don't plan for it and then before you know it, it's too late.
There was one time I can remember being like, oh, this is a bit chafy, and it was because I was wearing brand new jeans.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah.
Back when jeans were actual denim and not like trackies with fucking bit of stretch in them.
Yeah.
I wore new jeans to like, I actually think it was going to Dublin for like, to see like Kasabian or something.
Nice.
Say nothing.
Oh, why?
Big flex. Yeah. I remember buying a fucking Golden Circle armband off some dude for about €10.
You in the pit, bro?
I was for Kasabian.
Oosh. I feel like you could disperse a mosh pit if you went into one.
What do you mean?
Like, if I was in a mosh pit and saw you coming, I'd be like, fuck, we'll take us over here to fuck.
Well, what do you think you look like?
I'd be scared you to destroy. I'd be like, this cunt's gonna kill us.
I did headbutt a guy in the middle of the chest at a gallows gig. Because it was, you know, do you remember Gallows? Yeah. Have you ever heard Gallows? The guy is now called Frank Carter. It was probably always his name. Gallows. What's a good song? So imagine, I'll get this for you. Am I hooked up? Yeah, I am, actually. So imagine this sort of vibe. Skip the ad, bitch. So narrow! And there was all these fucking mingers like, yeah, I'm fucking hardcore and on that. Like, your man was climbed up the roof in the limelight, was like spitting off at people, and all these wee dirty grungers like, oh yeah, I love that.
Just a pile of boys still in their Extroversion polos. Big lad clocked on a Forbidden Planet, went straight to Kasabian.
Half of the crowd wearing a Bujomatic t-shirt. Which, by the way, do you remember, did you ever have one?
Of course I did, everyone did.
How many did you have to buy? 40?
Oh yeah.
I thought it was like a fucking, like a coffee shop. You're like, oh, I have 6 Boojums here, can I get a t-shirt? And they're like, nah, 40 bro, it's half your student loan.
The Boojumatic t-shirt actually did kind of become like the metal t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Because it was black with a white print on it. Yeah. And you know, you wore a fucking check shirt over it and like... couple of beads in your beard or whatever.
I listen to angry music and eat Mexican food.
Yeah.
No guac.
Guac and roll. My voice broke when I said that. Oh yeah, but everyone's going fucking hog wild in this mosh pit. And I just, do you remember that clip of Zidane when he got sent off at the World Cup? I just fucking went,
just fucking bang,
and headbutted the guy in the chest, and he immediately like hit the floor like that. I had to pick him up. I was like, I'm sorry, mate. I got a paddle.
Well, that's good match pit etiquette.
Well, that's the done thing. You smash someone's teeth out, and they're like, come on up, share a bony.
Come on, I'll help you search for the enamel. Come on, let's fucking.
Oh, there's one on my shoulder.
And then I've been on a couple of months.
There's always some fat goth gets in there and she thinks she's like, you know, 6'4" guy. Gets murdered.
Well, to be fair, wee fat goth girl is the way forward in them mosh pits because you can just, your tits bounce off each like person and you'll not really get hurt.
You know what my initial thought is with the little goth girl is the girls that do their lips black and then it just highlights how yellow your teeth are. Do you know what I mean?
Aye, lips like the Grim Reaper and teeth like butter.
Yeah. It's not a Harry Styles song.
Or a block of Kerry made in his mouth.
Teeth like butter.
Says me, my fucking teeth are yellow as fuck.
I'm just going to chew all mine out one of these days. I've more chipped teeth. Like, it's fucking shocking.
Is that from like when you're sleeping, fucking grinding them?
No, I've literally broken them and had them fixed and they just bits of the fucking bit. You know, that they put back on, of just they fall off every day.
Like, yeah,
it's fucking gross.
Nah, teeth are a fucking effort.
But I remember I've told this story numerous times as well on the podcast. The guy at the Sorry Watching from Afar gig that I lifted in there and threw, and no one caught him.
Jesus Christ.
And like, I was well, you know what I mean? Like, I played a lot of rugby, lifted a lot of people in lineouts.
Yes.
So to grab some wee man by the jeans, I just fucking lift him in the air and threw him. Thinking it was going to be like, you know, mosh pit. No. And he just fell to the floor on his back.
Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe. And then he just fucking hit the ground. And I was just like, yeah.
Well, will the pits be, the first like post-COVID pit will be quite an intense one.
Yeah, everyone has to be in a Zorb.
Right, we should
bouncing off each other.
We should fly off to somewhere foreign and go see Limp Bizkit. I think that's the ticket.
Are they still rolling?
I think so. Fred Durst, you can't put a good thing down, you know?
Yeah. People were like, oh my God, Chet Hanks is a ball bag. And I'm like, yeah. Have you seen his dad, Fred Durst? Guy's been at it for a while.
Hey, banging albums, I don't care what anyone says.
Oh yeah. Riffs, Riff City.
What are you saying, gentlemen? Introducing!
You in the bus.
Bring it down!
You in the bus. Crowbar in, Fred Durst. Which is, by the way, 100% perfect. do you have a deep dive song of theirs that you like that's not an obvious one?
Oh, the Limp Bizkit deep cut. Fuck.
Oh God,
there's one song where he's like,
"Do you have a Limp Bizkit T-shirt?"
No, I wish.
Do you want me to see?
Never got to see them live.
Do you want me to see if I can buy us two on Amazon right now?
It's a fucked up world.
Ben Stiller!
Everybody judge my different face.
You're my favorite motherfucker! Well, who would you give a shout? If you were Limp Bizkit from Northern Ireland, who are you shouting out on your song?
Frank Mitchell! Shout out Eamon Holmes!
Holmesy! You are my favorite motherfucker!
You are my homeboy!
There's one. That one says keep on rolling with a fucking. By the way, that's the
only shit tickets.
That's the only one that's on Prime. The rest of them are like fuck it. I bet you like a legit Limp Bizkit T-shirt. You go to buy it and it's like fucking,
fortune.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're looking $89.99. Oh, that one's naff. I like that one.
Sorry, good mixes.
Not noise.
On your fucking
not noise, but Limp Bizkit. That T-shirt says Limp Bizkit twice on it. It says, do you see that? Yeah. Limp Bizkit, and then also down there, Limp Bizkit. And a cobra. Oh, for fuck's sake. That's the one you want there. That's the one I get.
Oh, sir, just the album cover, yeah. The oversized graphic.
I'm pretty sure.
That is the most stinking T-shirt ever.
What are you talking about?
That's the one you want?
Yeah.
That's the one you want for what, to get assaulted?
That's, you turn up at Oma Gym like that? Trying to chat women up from 50 yards away? Natasha!
I did it all for the nookie!
Break your fucking face tonight!
Give me something to break!
Go and get something to break!
And then just box your fucking jaw and it!
Give me something to bet.
Oh, it's so funny that like how like teenager and angsty that was, like, give me something to bet. And then straight away the guy was too old to be going, like, you know.
But see, that's the thing, if you don't progress, you know what I mean? once you're out of the angry teenager music, you have to do something else. There has to be some sort of character development here.
I love the way these guys have went, what, who's really going to be wearing this t-shirt? This went, fuck off.
Yeah, that t-shirt was made for a shirt to go over the top of it.
Do you know what's hilarious? I think that's a different guy.
Is that Carl Spain?
Just I love the Limp Bizkit.
Oh my god.
Is that man doing an internship for fucking Frankenstein? Or what's,
what's he doing with his hat? Bro, can you do the perfect sort of white power sign? He's like, I don't have the cardio for that. Perfect. Even the, I feel like even the size, like, I, you know, I've had some t-shirts made. I feel like the sizes here are even like made bit, so like a 2XL is a 49 inch chest.
Hey, it's Tony, get your tits squeezed into this Limp Bizkit t-shirt very nicely. Nice, stay with young with the, when you're picking up chicks at the bar, tell them you're in the bands like Limp Bizkit. Are we rolling to my place? Oh yes. I do it all for the nookie, baby. 4XL t-shirt, slimming.
You don't want to go? Take the cookie. Take it straight up your ass.
Oh, for look at that. I do love the way it's like different dudes as well.
So funny.
Every guy there is a different guy. Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's a t-shirt that you might be able to find in like a Forbidden Planet or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a fresh garbage t-shirt.
Yeah.
Although they're more like, they are definitely a bit more gothy type stuff, aren't they?
That's so funny.
There's a little Slipknot one. Where are the Slipknot one? That's all right. Now, tell me, does Dom have that or yes?
Oh, 100%.
Does he? Yeah. Without a doubt. Great stuff. Great chat. I wanted to show you this thing here.
I regret not going to see Limp Bizkit live.
Was the option on the table?
Yeah, it was at one point. And then also, like, Bowling for Soup recently did the Telegraph building. I'd have been all over that.
Oh, Bowling for Soup have been coming here for you. You could get Bowling for Soup to do your fucking...
Why do they... Like, they just keep coming here and doing massive venues. And then, like, just fucking off.
Is it like ska? Is that what they are? Like, kind of ska music?
I don't even know.
Are they now? Would you say they fall into, like, ska kind of...
Pop punk.
Pop punk.
Have you seen the singer? The singer's now the fat guy.
In Bowling for Soup?
Yeah, there's two fat guys.
Yeah, because there was like one giant fat guy who when he played a guitar, looked like he was playing Guitar Hero. The guitar, it looked so small. I swear, I know what they look like. I don't know. Bowling near me. No, Bowling for Soup. So, I mean, who's like famous fat rock star? The guy from Pixies? He's an ugly cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking ugly fat bastard. So... is that the guy now?
Yeah, that's him.
And what did he look like? I can't remember. Well, I mean, they're all on the tour bus. Is that Jesus?
Pop punk artists just don't age well.
Oh, I mean, this dude is just straight up wearing. Yeah, these guys are not hot guys.
Yeah.
And then there's just this absolute twink. Speaking of twinks, did you see the fucking
Can't wait to see where this goes.
Guys, I've just interrupted my own podcast to do, guess what, an ad for my own podcast. I never do this, but I always forget to tell people to either follow or subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform they listen to. The vast majority of you people either listen on iTunes or Spotify, but you do what I do, which is you listen to it and you never really follow it or subscribe. But what I'm asking you to do right now, because it would help our show hugely, is to hit that follow button on Spotify so that we can get the follower numbers up. And we're really just going to push this podcast out there. If you're on iTunes, hit follow, leave us a 5-star review, and nothing less. By the way, if you're not going to give 5 or 1, I'll take a 1-star review and a slagging, or 5, anything in between there, I don't want to hear it. You know, I don't want sort of like, it's so, imagine you went to the lengths of reviewing something, you were like, I give it 3 stars, it was grand. No one wants to hear that. You want to hear 5 stars, absolutely hilarious. And I'll take 1 star and someone going, this is fucking shite. The worst ad I've ever done for my own podcast. But make sure to follow on Spotify, because it means a lot to this podcast. Because we're trying to go after that Rogan money. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, back to the show, guys. Cheers for listening.
The Tony Hinchcliffe clip.
Oh yes, I got a few texts about it.
Yeah. Did anything come off the back of that, or?
I'm not on social media, so I don't know. But
oh, shut up.
I'd say people are causing up a storm about it.
Causing up a storm. Tony Hinchcliffe might be one of the leader.
Speaking of twinks.
they have to show you like the whole set. But yeah, this guy brings them on. Let me see if we can just skip. No, I'm gonna have to Google exactly what he's saying there. Okay. Internet's broke. That's cool. I can't find the actual clip.
But he definitely suffered quite a brain fart, you know.
Yeah, some dude brings him on, and then the guy's of Asian. Oh yeah, here we go. Is it Peng Dang? So it's the guy who.
Give it up for the one and only. Tony Hinchcliffe! Hello, good evening, welcome, hello. How about one more time for the filthy little fucking chink that was just up here? All you fucking race traders are whooping and hollering. I'm back there watching you puking in a fucking bucket. Oh, we make it a gunpowder. Oh, you want extra soy sauce? Oh, you borrow money from us, and you guys just eating it up, you fucking pussy.
But you know what's shit about that? The guy that uploaded that is someone that he basically brought. Like, that's a Tony Hinchcliffe and Friends show.
Mm-hmm.
So he booked him for the show, and then the guy has just, like, uploaded it on his own Twitter to, like, cause it. That's like if I took a fucking clip of, like, you and, like, uploaded it, like, doing support for you on tour.
And being like, look at this cunt.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not stopping you if you want to do any promo.
SSE tickets out now.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's name sounds like if you were just racially making up an Asian name.
Yeah.
Peng Dang. But yeah, someone was like, there was another clip there. It was like the bit you didn't see.
Yeah, well, of course.
The rest
it's a 35-second clip.
The rest of the set. You know what I mean? So it's like 22 minutes of something probably leading to that.
Yeah.
But you know what I don't like is that real overconfidence of someone like Tony Hinchcliffe.
Because
He's such a little bird, man.
Well, it's almost like a wrestling character almost. Like he's like a villain type thing. Like,
well, he's wearing sweatpants on stage, you know what I mean? So like, step it up. It's called Kill Tony, least important person in the whole fucking setup. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think he's funny as fuck, like, but... It's just, I could almost predict from that there was a bunch of comedians that are shit that were piling on that, being like, oh, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just can't say the C word, can you?
No. Now, again, in that moment, is that quite probably the worst thing you could say? Probably.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, the laughter petered off there. Did you hear it?
Aye.
It was like, okay, still going, and then... I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
You know, all that shit. Let me just read you this story and then we'll hit some questions, okay?
Yes.
Erica Lust, boss of Erica Lust Films, is hoping to normalize masturbation by allowing her 36 members of staff a half-hour masturbation break every day, and has even set up a private masturbation station at the office. Erica Lust.
It's about time.
Now, her name is Erica Lust, so let's see what that is.
Has to be a porn star.
Or a director or something. But I feel like if you were fucking...
Very rarely you hear a surname and you're like, that has to be involved in porn.
Yeah. I'm just going to write porn? Straight up write porn?
Lust lawyers.
Yeah, it'd be like if your name was fucking Davey Boner.
Plumbing.
And you make fucking porn. I can't... No, there's no porn coming up there. So what the fuck? Let me see. I am...
Well, see, if it is like a porn studio when she's given like a masturbation break, that makes sense. But if it's like a fucking...
No, it seems like...
Like a hummus kitchen. And they're giving that, I don't know.
Makes like short films. There's a drama. They all sound sexy. One Last Time. Hold Me Tight So It Hurts. Hairy. Hot Summer Days. Days. Intruders. Intruding on That Puss. Ex-Confessions Website. You know, it's all... It's in that... But imagine that. We like imagine trying to figure out the fucking admin of that.
Yeah. JC, have you had your wank break yet?
No, I'm stuck with a customer here. You go first. I'll not take the full one and then someone else. Have you had your wank break? And you're like, no, I'll just have it on my desk.
Sorry, can I get a table for two? I'm on my wank break.
Hello.
Can you come back?
And they're just people giving off. Someone stop leaving empty fucking cups and wanky hankies in that wank room. We'll have to share this wank room, you know. You know what I mean? If you've jizzed on the seat, don't be a... What's the we said? If you're sprinkling while you're tinkling, wipe a seat and be fucking sound. Fucking barely lift my shoes off the fucking ground in there.
Aye, have you come on the tiles? You know.
Aye.
Or is it wipe it up?
Picking on down the sink. You fucking pig.
Oh, fuck.
Just the admin of that. You ring somewhere. We are currently closed for a masturbation break.
Well, actually, I had like a bit about that ages ago, about how frustrated I was with people taking smoke breaks. Because I was like...
Oh, yes.
And now it's reality.
Yeah, now you can nip out the back and pull one off. I would be taking... If you were allowing me one, I'd need four.
People should be coming more off. I even remember... people don't come off. I remember Maya Lull had this thing from like ages ago, and I remember it was so, so funny. Like... If she went somewhere and she got really bad customer service, I can't remember what the thing was.
She squirted all over the desk.
She was like, it's always a bit ignorant here. And she's like, that doll needs a good rating, what she needs.
Who'd say that?
My ma.
Oh, is she my dad? Who is your ma, my dad?
That doll needs red. And you know what? She's right. She is right. Like, people are talking about how the most wholesome comment section on the internet right now is Pornhub, right?
Really?
But the reason why is because it's hard to have hate in your heart at all when you've just came. You know what I mean?
Another Gandhi quote.
Like, that's why people on YouTube are like, I fucking hate this. And
yeah.
If they had a wank and then did that, they wouldn't feel the need to do it. Post-com clarity. So people,
yeah, like the Pornhub comments don't even make sense. Like, where'd you get that rug, hon?
Yeah. There's people fucking... There was a guy put up like a Maz problem from a paper he was doing. And then some guy like tells him how to do it. And the replies in the comments. You're like, this is a great community of people.
Yeah. He's pulling the fucking plonker off himself. That's unbelievable.
Remember I was telling you about vlog porn? There's a new...
I've checked it out.
There's a new category of porn that I've stumbled into. And unlike vlog porn, which might be the best thing to happen to the porn industry, I would say, this is...
travel porn?
Really creepy and terrible. So it's called... I just clicked on a random video.
Is this a little thing called Snuff? Heard of it?
And there was like three letters after it. I didn't even think about it.
I'm going to look it up. Please don't click to the screen just yet. Go in. Oh shit. Go ahead. What is it?
Did you just Google porn?
No.
Bare boobs.
Why is. I'm trying to get the porn up. Why is it not coming up on the fucking Google? Why won't it bring me the.
You'd have to use Bing for that, lad.
Anyway, what are they?
So the video is called JOI, right? I haven't actually looked up to verify that this is what the letters mean, right. But can you have an educated guess of what that is?
J-O-I. I know what it stands for.
What's that?
Is it not jerk off instruction?
Correct. Fucking mental. I couldn't get over it. Because I was watching the video and then the doll's like having a conversation with you, but like taking pause for you to answer. It's like fucking Bear in the Big Blue House or like Dora the Explorer or something like that.
Pops right up.
We should have a monologue with one of them now.
Wait, I put up like funny jerk off instruction card game. Fuck off. Small penis contest, and the winner is.
Here I get to come on a game of bullshit. Happy days.
Oh, she's got her teats out. Early doors.
He's such a sweetheart, but there's one huge problem.
Oh, and that's no.
Shrimp dick.
It's not huge. Oh no, that sucks yeah. so bad. Oh my god.
Speaking of sucking so bad, would it kill you to go to an acting class?
No respect for the craft.
You know what they say? It's like big heart,
yes.
small dick.
I've got
no.
I mean, how big though?
Oh, this is bullshit.
No, you need like a single person yeah. like chatting to you and then like waiting for your response.
You see, I've put the word funny in there, which I feel like is a mistake.
J-O-I.
Anyone tickle your fancy there? Come in my mouth, stepdaddy.
Right,
the Gandhi album. Yeah, here we go. Cock in hand.
Oh. Well, daughter.
Where's that sound going?
Oh, there you go. Is it?
Can you hear that?
It's kind of low on my headphones for some reason now.
I think she's trying to do that sort of what is it?
ASMR.
Natasha Nice. We'll stick with the name brands here.
Oh we'll yeah, the name's what you want
we'll,
for.
We'll, we'll stick with the name brands.
Hey, sexy.
Well.
Do you like my bra?
Just decent material.
Or? Decent or Primark?
Like,
might look better on the floor. Like,
that's a nice cock you've got there.
That's not bad, now. Grew up myself.
Does your job, like.
Not terrible, but just in.
Pissing in common, you know what I mean? Like, that's my daily. This is really harsh. She looks like a handsome man in the face.
Is this Shane Todd?
Can I do that for you?
For fucking walk away.
I'm only playing the Xbox.
What else am I here for?
Would you like that? How about you stare at my big jiggling titties.
I'll stick the hitting on.
Right in your face. While you stroke up and
cock. My big jiggling titty.
I love how, like, in between, like, she's the type of porn actress that in between sentences has to have the.
Yeah. Get them out the.
And then you can go faster.
Faster? Only after Zumba?
She's gonna drop these bags out at any second here.
Jesus, fuck on the build up,
I want you to stroke it.
The drop. This is worse than a Dead Mouse song for the fucking the build up. Where's this drop? Okay. Is she in a cut? What's the reel for?
She's gonna knock herself out.
I know. You're gonna rip one of these tits off.
Sir! Let them breathe!
What if there was someone on here for like a literal jerk off instruction? They're like, not one bit of decent advice yet. There. Oh. And I'm skipping. What I will say is tremendous tits.
Bon à toi, did she say there?
What did she say?
She's making GCSE French.
What did she say?
Hello, la bibliothèque. Carbonara! I'll get to work.
Don't ask Donald Pacino. the fucking
fucking stroked out.
if that was oh Jesus,
how is she giving instructions on her back? Now that is dedication to the craft.
Fucking here, send that sushi back. We've sushi arriving, but for some reason I feel like I want a bacon sandwich.
California hole.
Let's leave that there for you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just sniffing her own cacks there, for God's sake.
But the porn industry is running out of ideas. Like, you know, who the fuck, who's that for?
Imagine a dude was like, yo, I'm really into Filippo as the man collecting her lunch here.
Nice.
Come on in, Filippo. We're just having a wank. But imagine you're like, listen, I've just been really fucking into these JY videos.
Uh-huh.
So could you just stand at the end of the bed and just tell me
and just give me instructions?
Tell me what you might do to me.
Yeah.
And I'll haul the pipe off myself. I'm gonna fucking roll your tits and all together, and
I want you to do the Gotram.
How quick? Do you think if you were actually pulling your own wire, you'd have just busted about 9 nuts?
Oh, well, I've only got, you know, what are you getting for a wank break? Like 4 minutes? This is 15. Not a chance.
You'd be like, skip the French bit. Skip all that. Stop jiggling your tits.
Where did the French go in?
Yeah.
She just pops out a fucking beret out of nowhere.
Le baguette.
Le baguette.
Man, she's cracking jokes in French.
She starts doing bits.
Stroke a baguette. Dirty bastard. Anyway, we'll hit the questions, will we?
Comedians in offices watching porn.
Well, it always happens. But I'll leave that tab open for later. Let me keep an eye on these noodles. What I was saying, they collect your order from, yeah, we'll let you know once it's been picked up. Fuck, and keep me in the loop, big lad.
Nice.
Niall kicks off with lost many more podcasts, you passive aggressive bastard.
Oh.
It's, I said this in the last podcast, once you move, like when I used to do it at home and I had the GH5 and the Zoom, it was fine. Very simple setup. But now there's, what fucking, you know what I mean? You're tripping over wires all over the place here, cameras. You can't do it by yourself.
You lost one though, didn't you?
I lost about fucking 3.
You lost 3?
I lost the Dave Elliott one. I lost the Liam McCourt one. And then I came in one day and I recorded, and I think I recorded in slow motion.
Patreon content?
You always said you wanted longer podcasts. Here's fucking 12 and a half hours, and he's going, just knocking coffee over in slow motion.
People are into that shit though, you'd be surprised. There's like fucking videos on YouTube where it's like a certain song, but you're in the bathroom at a party. So you just hear like it coming from outside or whatever. General Banter podcast, but at fucking 0.75 speed or some shit like that.
Oh my God. Does Tim not do that to get 3 podcasts?
What?
He listens to it at double speed?
Yeah, I'll do that sometimes.
Loser. Right. That's insane.
Yeah.
And then you put it back to normal and you're like, these people aren't speaking quick enough. Heard any of the Black Keys new stuff? Absolute bangers.
I have not.
I'm going to listen to it on the way home.
I am waiting for the new Joy Division album.
Are you?
No, I'm only joking.
Weirdo. Yeah, like indie band.
I listened to them like 4 times.
I know. Will there ever be a genre band or big hat big enough to fit Aaron's head? Probably not. Is there like a big and tall for loafs?
I wish. There's bound to be a company out there that makes it, like, but I think my head's that big that no matter how big the hat is, it would still look silly. Like, it would look preposterous for me to wear a hat.
Yeah, because if it fitted you, it would be noticeably huge.
You just gotta accept
You'd be like, what the fuck is that? It's enormous.
Yeah.
Wow. At least you've got a good head of hair.
That's true.
Now stop fiddling with that bottle around the mic, please.
Sorry.
Or you'll be fucking excluded. You'd be jerk off instructioning yourself. What do you find most interesting and intriguing in life?
Wow.
What do you find most intriguing?
Is that me off course there? What do you find most intriguing?
Falling. I don't know. What do you mean intriguing? Like, I don't know. What do you find the most interesting?
I mean, life itself is very intriguing.
I mean, it's crazy just the variety of it. There's a million variations of what you choose to do.
And you get a whole lot of options.
And a lot of people, you know, as they do fall into the same thing. They think you have to do this. They think you have to go to work. They think you have to do all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
When there's some people just who you would look at and be like, oh, this guy's a maniac. He just moved to Bali. And you're like, well, of course he did.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing stopping him. And why would you not rather be there than in Sheffield, you know, like some dump?
Well, that's why it's great to live right now. Because none of that was possible like 20, 30 years ago.
That's true. And there'll be a time in the future where you're like, do you remember you used to get on a plane instead of just fucking, you know, putting your suit on and flying there yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever Musk stops doing monologues and gets to work.
I couldn't even bring myself. I haven't even watched them yet. I can't.
Yeah.
I seen like someone did a boomerang or something, like on their stories of him talking. And I was like, the body language alone, I can't watch that.
Yeah.
No thanks, fucking weirdo. AI some fucking personality into your brain, you weirdo. You know, just fucking run a wee pro like the Matrix where he just opens his eyes and goes, I know kung fu and comedy.
The two real measures of a man.
Yeah,
comedy and kung fu.
How dare you kick my drink to the table. What do you find most interesting? Yeah, I mean, just it's the you know, you just got to be enlightened, man, and you know the possibilities. Do you know what I mean? Look, what is it? Step out of the box, man. Why'd I do that?
I think I went on a bit of a like self-help binge, and then I realized, oh, everything that you want to know is already, like, you already know it. It's just like a pile of novels I've stretched it over 400 pages. And,
okay. We're cleaning the pool. Michael, we're going to go to the pool. Three times, we're going to go to the pool.
Yeah.
See my leg. Now, what's this?
Yeah, you cannot smell it. No. If you smell it, you see a fire. Look.
What the fuck am I watching?
I have no idea.
No, no doubt the guy goes in his hoop here. This time
is not.
Fuck!
Your face! God damn it!
I bet you this guy just trashed his whole face. Why did he walk back?
Damn, his friend done him dirty there too. The green is by you.
Okay, that was kind of sad, wasn't it?
Mexican, you've been framed.
Let's watch this porn again. Let's watch this girl finger box. Why hasn't Mickey not been on the ages? I don't know. Because he's too busy working out and getting ripped. So he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. No, it's just because he's an anti-vaxxer and, you know, it's going to get in the way of a lot of friendships. I don't know, I'm only joking. I just hate him. But what's your favorite? Oh, yes, we're heating up. What's your favorite Kanye album and song?
Oh, Jesus.
Your writer's on the way. Let's get through these. Let's go. What's your favorite Kanye? It probably is Yeezus.
What's your favorite deep cut of Kanye? Like a song that isn't really that big, but you love it.
Barry Bonds.
Great song.
Or the fucking Drive Slow. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I like Drive Slow.
Yeah. That whole Late Registration album, I think, is probably, that's my favorite album.
What else is there? Have you any obscure ones that you
Late, which is the last track of Late Registration, and On Sight, because it never really became a single or anything, but it's such a great intro.
On Sight might be my favorite song of his of all time.
It's fantastic.
Probably. If McCann ever gets married and you were the best man, what would you say in the speech? I mean, there's definitely 40 people that you're close friends with that would be a best man first.
I have no idea.
You're one of those people where you're like, oh, my good, you know, you're like my best friend of all time. And then you mention a name that no one's ever heard. You know, my lifelong friend that I've known since fucking nursery school, insert name, and everybody, like, I'd be like, 10 minutes, all your mates are like, what?
Well, I like having like
who's this guy?
I like having different friend groups. Well, that's one thing as well, is like, I don't know if you find this or Niall, if you find this, but like, do you ever have it whenever you have like friends from different groups and then you try and like join them together, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it's just really weird,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think they should.
When have you tried to do that? Like, have you, I'm guessing you're talking about Tim.
Yeah, Tim's a successful version of that. Like, where, like, everyone gets along with him, stuff like that. He's
But there's been other times too where I've like, you know, have you ever introduced your mate to someone or something like that, and they're like, who the fuck's this guy? You're like, ah, oh, he's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. And even like thinking about people that I've met through you, there's a big range of type of person. If you know, it's yeah. like, it's not all like, oh, they're all fucking the same type of guy.
Yeah.
Very different people.
Yeah. I think that's good though. I think it's good to hang out with different people. And
what the fuck? Right, I'm just gonna, let me just breathe. Here's one for the tech nerds. Hi Colin, I have a 9-year-old daughter who loves making videos. She uses iMovie and my old iPhone 7, but the mic is terrible. What would you suggest would be a good camera and or mic for her to use? I'd like to get her a better setup for her birthday. Love the conversion video. What do you do for a 9-year-old who's making vlogs?
Ari Alexa.
Encourage it.
Encourage,
I think that's cool as fuck.
You can... Oh my God, where would you start? I mean, quite literally, if you wanted to kill two birds with one stone, you could get her a phone.
Yeah.
I don't know if a 9-year-old should be having a fucking iPhone or a phone or whatever. If she already has like a phone, maybe just upgrade the phone. And because they are good enough, you could use a phone and get one of those wee mics if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And then she would have a phone that does good video and you can get a bit of good audio. But the options are fucking endless, really.
Yeah.
Because you could buy a good fucking point-and-shoot camera, but then, you know what I mean? It's like, although any camera that you buy is going to probably have better audio than an old iPhone. And iMovie's good enough for editing anything, really. Especially when you're 9.
Yeah, that's cool as fuck.
Unless she's like, how do I do, you know, fucking 3D texture maps? You know, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, it's going to cost me 10 grand.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything is going to be a step up from an old iPhone, probably. So there you go. We've covered it all. Tell Aaron he's ruined my life. And that was all he said. can't stop myself from laughing.
You're welcome.
At random times with the phrase, it's all water under the fridge. tell me the one she said there recently.
So, like, last week, my ma and two sisters
Races.
went out to Newry.
Flex.
Big day out. Yeah.
I would go to Newry if I had to.
Yeah.
Jokes. It's shit on Newry every week.
And they got some ice cream. My ma came back and she's like, she's talking about one of my sisters. She's like, Alison's quite, she's weird taste and all, doesn't she? It's very like out there and all. This is mum who from a Chinese gets, you know.
An omelette?
Yeah. And she's like me and Deanne, strawberry and chocolate, pretty standard.
Standard.
Right? And then Alison got alopecia. And I was like, what? And I like text my sister later on that day. I was like, what the
fuck's this bitch talking?
What the fuck? Is she broke or what is she? And Alison started laughing. She was like, I got pistachio.
Jalapeno flavored.
2 scoops of jalapeno.
Oh my God.
And I didn't even know what that was then until like I then Googled what the fuck jalapeno. That was. And I was like, that sounds fucking terrifying.
Just hair falling out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From stress and shit. Jesus Christ.
Rough gear. Rough gear. I wish I'd get jalapeno all over my back.
Jalapeno in the bottles.
See you later, Manscaper. What's your favorite episode of Parts Unknown?
The LA one's pretty deadly. Like
LA one's great. Out of sheer comfort, I watch the Hanoi one all the time.
Yeah,
one with Obama in it. But I could, and then there's a Brazilian one which is great too. Some wee weird weird town in Brazil where he's on the beach and everyone's drinking those Capri Suns. What are they called? Capybaras?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Caprana? What are they called?
Parts Unknown is a go-to comfort show, man.
It's great. It's, yeah.
It's a great hangover show as well, I would say.
Yeah. It's just good. It's just good. What did you think of the Rogan Chappelle podcast?
Loved it.
It was great.
Two dons.
And I think it made, it hit home a lot more if you're in that business.
Yeah.
You know, you're listening to these old fucking wise men talk about it. And yeah. You're like, wow.
I can listen to Chappelle talk for hours.
Chappelle's a bit, you know, he shuts things down a bit. Because he is just like, I'm just an old school comedian, you know,
Do you mean when he was talking about like Schultz?
Yeah, stuff like that, where you're like, I wouldn't dismiss it so quickly.
Yeah.
Can't probably have the same money as you. You know what I mean? Like,
well, Schultz made an interesting point where it's like, he got big off a sketch show.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah, you didn't really get big off your stand-up.
Yeah, that came later.
It was...
And there was more story to it as well.
Yeah. Shut your goddamn mouth. Let me see what other questions... In love with the Chappelle artwork you've done in the studio. Yeah, I drew that. Traced it with some chalk.
Yeah.
If Aaron, Mickey and you went on the Swall, who would be the first to be licking windows? You see, the Venn diagram of drinking abilities is weird there because, like, we can all drink. Whatever, well established that.
Yeah,
but like Mickey would probably be the first one to be like, this cunt's fucking talking bollocks here, and you know, he would be the first to give with the giveaway signs.
Mm-hmm.
But then he could keep that going for like 48 hours.
Yes.
Whereas me and you might hold ourselves together,
and then there's
go a bit mad, and then
this is the moment where he fucked up.
Yeah, and then we're like, right, we got to call this a day. Whereas Mickey's just like, I'm fucking out of my mind and all, and then that's him for the next 12-hour shift.
Yeah.
So, coke. But, hold on, I see these fucking noodles are, man. Oh, they're getting closer, Jesus!
Oh, does it show you on a map?
Oh, it's coming, and so am I. This is the real fucking jerk-off
instructions. Jerk-off instructions. Order, order gyozas.
Your sushi's nearby. Fuck's sake. Let me see. What's the most smicked out thing you've ever seen or heard? Definitely the bit I was doing in stand-up about the woman calling the cops black bastards at the kebab shop. Is there a pack of black bastards? Can I have house sauce, please, and a bit of salad? You fucking black bastards. You probably don't see many smicked out things being from OMA.
No.
Cool. What's your favorite... What's your favorite single joke or punchline that always makes you laugh or makes you wish you'd come up with it? Stop hitting that desk.
Sorry.
You're nuts.
I keep getting in my head like that Dave Chappelle bit where he's like, kicked her in the pussy.
Yeah,
that comes in my head all the time.
It's that one.
Genius.
That one is just. I mean, you could only you couldn't be like doing that joke at an open mic.
Nah.
How weird. Caipirinha. That's the drink I was trying to say a minute ago.
Caipirinha.
Anyway, mine's the fucking the Dave Chappelle like AIDS monkey.
Yeah.
That see, I just remember like at the time when he's like, teach this monkey to suck my dick.
Yeah.
Beat, beat, beat. Without peeling it.
Yeah, and that's a deep cut. That's fucking from a Laugh Factory set. That's not even on a special.
No, it is though.
Is that not the one where he's in the green fucking long sleeve? But he's
no,
in the
no, it's Kill Him Softly.
Is it Kill Him Softly?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's just I just remember that. Just like we, you know, it's like if he was a boxer, you know what I mean? Just like a wee like, oh, like it was so fucking slick.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's fucking loads of them. Like, let me see. What's the weirdest shit you've seen at a music festival? Once saw a middle-aged rocker go around collecting money in the queue of Ozfest. To then piss in a crushed Coke bottle.
Ozfest, is that Ozzy Osbourne?
Get on his mate's shoulders and down it. Okay, pissed in a crushed Coke bottle. And get on his... Okay.
That's the power of music. Like, you're so amped up to see one of your favourite artists, you down a Coke can of your own piss.
Yeah. Ozzy will love this.
It's just like the bat.
Yeah. No one can see anyone in the crowd. He's like... gulping down that festival pish, which probably is like fucking, you know, like my waddy at that point.
Oh, fuck.
Dirty cunt. Piss. Here's, we're real hard hitting questions here. Piss with the balls in or out?
Balls out?
Balls out of her mouth? Okay. I'd say, like, you know, you're trying to just put your dick out, but you know, if you're in a rush and you got the sweats on, you know, you pull a bollock out. What can you do?
I think it sometimes restrict the flow, though, no?
I dare say it would restrict the flow if you just had the cock out over the band.
That's what I mean. If you kept the balls in and just took the cock out, that's going to be a restriction of flow of piss.
Yeah, it's like folding a hose. So as soon as you put it back in, you know you've got a length of piss coming down your leg.
Yeah, you tuck your dick in, there's still two chambers.
All right, I thought it's been years since I stood up for a piss. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Since the invention of the smartphone.
You don't need meditation apps when you can just sit down and piss.
Big man's been sitting and pissing. Let's call it a day, will we? We have noodles on the way. The guy's outside. So, yeah. Let's do it. The guy's ringing me.
Brilliant. Colin, thank you very much for having me on.
No problem at all. I'm going to answer this. There's sushi on the way. It's great times. Thanks for joining us. There's bigger fish to fry here.
See you later, folks.
Bye.